In the gospel, we see the mistake that James and John made when Jesus was going to Jerusalem to suffer his passion and death, and they were going to pass through a Samaritan village, and they weren't welcome there, and James and John wanted to destroy the Samaritans because of their lack of hospitality, and Jesus rebuked them for their lack of mercy, really, lack of charity, or this is kind of vengeful spirit, which Jesus must have strongly rebuked. Jesus did not come to condemn. He did not come even to judge when he was here. He came to show mercy and to suffer and die as a ransom for our sins. So he had there was a lot of things that needed to be taught to the Jewish people, including his own apostles, about humility. Humility was a big thing. You know, you see the apostles constantly debating on who's going to be the best, even all the way at the end of the 3 years he trained them. They were still trying to, wanted to be the first in the kingdom and the first among the apostles. And Jesus had to correct them, and it took them a while. Even St. Peter, in his pride, thought that they would never, that he would die for Jesus and never forsake him. And he fell flat on his face and denied him 3 times. And it was that kind of humiliation, that really deep, deep, horrible humiliation, that was horrible when it happened, but it really served to humble him. And he was humble. He definitely learned that lesson. Fortunately, Judas didn't. But we see the faults of the apostles and how they completely changed. They completely changed after the death of Jesus, and with the power and help of the Holy Spirit and at Pentecost, and in their continual efforts to overcome themselves. And this is our Christian life, overcoming ourselves. You know, we think of evangelization and spreading the faith, which is part of our Christian calling, but another major part of our calling is to sanctify ourselves, to perfect ourselves, to continue to overcome our defects, as the apostles did, and this concentrated effort to overcome our defects. This is the life of perfection, which makes our life a challenge. And you know, we in religious life, we're in a crucible here, where it's just a magnifying glass, where we're looking at it ourselves and constantly trying to improve. And we have our brothers to correct us, our brothers to set us a good example, or to be a bit of a conscience to us. We do that with it for ourselves, and our superiors help us as well. And our habit is a constant sign to us that we have to live up to our calling and live up to, you know, and be that example to the world and to our neighbors. But all the lay people too, we all have to, we're all in this adventure and this challenge of perfecting ourselves, overcoming our defects. We're not just here to make a living and to enjoy ourselves and work through the day and then go home and sit on the couch and watch TV and that's our life. You know, our life is perfecting ourselves, growing in charity, growing in virtue, and concentration, and this examination of conscience, and going to confession regularly, chipping away at our faults and defects, and growing in virtue in this way. This is our true life as Christians. We look at our Protestant brothers and sisters who don't really have that spirit, who don't really have that understanding. They don't really have the distinction between mortal and venial sin, and how some sins can be more serious than others, and some sins are more painful to God, hurtful to Him, more offend Him more than others do. Of course, we know as priests or religious, we can offend God even more by venial sins that we commit, that others can commit that are not as serious, etc. So they don't really have that spirit, and that's a sad thing. And we want to teach that to them, the importance of this the life of perfection And how good it is. Imagine if everybody lived life with this this understanding that my vocation is to perfect myself, to change myself, to overcome my defects and grow in virtue. That would make this, we see how we can live life to the full in that way. I have things to do, I have things to pray for, I have things to work on, and you can see how it makes life fuller there, and that's intended, God's intention for us. So let us embark on that and see the apostles as that hope that we too can be great saints like them.